Hello and welcome to Adam of Venus. This is episode 148. And in this episode, we're going to be going through social media addiction. Now, we'll be going through different others on different biographies and different things you could learn and add to your life to make it better for yourself and new concepts you can have, you know, to make yourself grow and whatnot. But in this episode, we're going to be going through social media addiction, how it's affected so many people, how you can use social media to leverage yourself and to make sure you don't get addicted. So make sure you stay tuned because you don't want to miss this one. So before going into social media addiction, I think it's good to look at, you know, what effect it's had, right? Because we can't say that it's a big global dilemma unless we have the facts to back it up. So I just researched some of this down. I looked at multiple sites just to verify that it's true. But apparently, 4.4 8 billion users. This is actually in July. So that's 4.48 billion users in July. Now, if I go and look at 2023, it's 4.9 billion. So it's increased by 520 million in the space of 2 years, which by that note means that in 2 years' time, then this figure will be 5.42 billion. And, you know, if the population, say, is going to grow up to, let's say, 7.9 billion. It's 7.87 now, so let's say 7.9 billion, right? That means that by 123 million plus population, the social media has gone up by 520 million, which means that for every one person, there's, how do I describe this? It basically means that the people in this generation and past generations, it's increasing more of them to use it more. Because obviously, when we were all around on social media side, it was like, you know, I can imagine a lot of people jumped on to the bandwagon, but not everyone joined onto it. So it gradually took its time, but it's just showing that there's so much rapid growth, right? And by the future, I can imagine there will not be a single person who doesn't use social media. That's how powerful social media can be. But it's 4.9 billion people as of 2023. But if we just go into this page, it says also here that 56.8% of the world's population of eligible audiences, which is 13 plus years, are using social media. And this is rising to 82% in North America. So it all says here that 56.8% of the population use social networks, regardless of age or internet access, which is incredible because that means that people who are under the age of 18, which is typically the expected age to use social media, and they don't use any sort of Wi-Fi, they're all using data. So that shows you right there that people literally rely on social media, right? It's just as like breathing or sleep or any sort of necessity. The brain has brainwashed them to think that social media is a necessity. Well, clearly it's not. We don't need social media. But of course, for a lot of people, it feels like that. So if we go back to the page, let's see more of what we can find. The social media growth rate since 2015 is an average of 12.5% year over year. However, growth is on the decline, with 2019-2020 data revealing 9.2% growth rate. By region, social media growth in 2019-2020 is led by Asia, 16.98%, Africa, 13.92%, didn't expect that, South America, 8%, North America, 6.99%, Europe, 4.32%, and Australia, 4.9%. 60.99% of the 7.8 billion people use social media, in the world use social media of eligible audiences aged 13 plus. There are 63% that are active users. 93.33% of internet users are on social media. However, a titanic 85% of mobile internet users are active on networks. Out of the 4.48 billion social media users, 99% access websites or apps through a mobile device, with only 1.32% accessing platforms exclusively via desktop. That was sort of expected. It shows the dominant are using it through a phone. Globally, the average time a person spends on social media a day is 2 hours and 24 minutes. If someone signed up at 16 and lived to 70, they would spend 5.7 years of their life on it. Wow. Facebook is the leading social media network at 2.9 billion monthly users, followed by YouTube, 2.3 billion, WhatsApp, 2 billion, Facebook Messenger, 1.3 billion, and WeChat, 1.2 billion. Wow. That's insane. I think that Facebook ties in Instagram as well, which is why it's so high. 72.3% of the total US population active use social media, totaling a number of 240 million people. In the US, 54% of social media users are female, while the remaining 46% are male, compared with the global average of 45.6% for female, 54.4% for male. Right. I think that's some good stats to go over. Right. So, with that being calculated there, you've got all those stats. You can have a look at them as well. It's on a site called backlinko.com. But the main gist is that, obviously, a lot of people use social media. And I think the most staggering part of that is the stat where it says 5.7 years of your life will be taken off. Like, if you started social media at 16 to the age of 70, which isn't even the average life expectancy, you would have wasted 5.7 years of your life on social media. And most of the time, we're doing completely irrelevant stuff. We're going through reels, we're going through stories, we're liking posts we don't even like. It's completely random, pointless stuff. And I think a big problem and reason because of this, because a lot of people don't have things productive that they want to do, or don't have things that are enjoyable or can keep them active, right? You know, before social media, before the 20th century, in the industrial era and beyond, we were always doing stuff. We were making food, we were laboring, we were washing our clothes, we were going out hunting, getting food. What else were we doing? We were talking to people, going to bars, speaking to people. But most of the time, people had suffered massively, right? People were always struggling. Like, they were always, there were no real amount of ways to make money. And if you did want to make money, you'd be lucky because you'd have to be in a family who inherited it, or know good people who could help you, or somehow get some sort of qualification or education to get that. And for most of the time, it was men who were able to get that because women weren't given the rights and laws to do that at that time. So it's very important that, well, it seems like most people just aren't grateful. They just aren't grateful for what they have. And this is the problem with development, because a lot of the development in the world is influenced by ego, right? This idea of looking good, this idea of taking things for granted, which humans most definitely do. And it's actually a very common human behavior. We're reading quite a bit in historical books. And I think it was said in the Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. And he says one of the most common traits that humans have is we take things for granted, right? And all this is influenced by the ego. We've had so many great men and people who have built amazing worlds, you know, all the infrastructure, all these devices that we have, all the cars, houses, job opportunities we have, they're all created by previous men. And we completely take those things for granted. We almost think that we're winning in life from luxuries made from hardworking people who created these assets, which we use as liabilities. Because unless you have things going for yourself, unless you intend to learn skills and to better yourself, then getting all these pleasure things is just, it's like a time-consuming product. It's not a giving or making life better product. It's a time-consuming product. There are certain things like experiences, you know, going on a holiday, going to a festival, seeing new things, trying out new things. Those sort of things are good. But it's the small, irrelevant stuff, like, you know, going out and getting food, using social media constantly, watching films constantly, gaming constantly, right? Stuff that you know just won't amount to anything in your life. And the great thing is you have power to overcome that right now, but you have to make a choice. So I think to overcome these addictions, which I don't think, if you're listening to this, you probably don't have a social media addiction, which is great. But to overcome it, you need to find purpose. You need to find something that can actually keep you going, right? If you don't have a sense of direction, because that's what purpose is. It's a sense of direction. It's like a mission. Like, imagine you're a police officer and you've been given a duty to go to this location and to arrest these people. Well, think about that, but on a much bigger scale. And the bigger that duty is that you put yourself, the more influential and the more it will inspire you. Because we need things to inspire us, because it makes work much more productive and effective. You can use discipline, you can use hard work, those things work, you can use perseverance. But naturally, when you're more influenced, when you're more inspired, when you have more energy, when you have more motivation, it is 10 times easier to do more work. Because it doesn't feel like work. That emotion, that strong emotion is driving you in the first place. And your brain has a very weird way of trying to put off things as much as possible, because it hates change. Because anything which goes against change feels uncomfortable to it. It almost makes the brain think that it's suffering, like it's losing its survival. And that's what the brain's purpose is. The brain's purpose is to keep you alive. It's not to make you happy. It's not to make you satisfied. It's not to make you, you know, become this all-powerful person. It's simply just to make you happy. So, with that being said, your mind, if it's been accustomed to so many things, which your mind typically has, it's been used to so many things, it's not really going to want to change, because your mind thinks to itself, well, I've been used to this for so long, why would I go to anything else? I've survived, I've done this, I've achieved so much, I'm doing well now, why would I want to go back? That's a very well-organized argument. You know, why should you want to go back? Well, this is exactly what the mind does. The mind tries to pressure you into believing things which aren't true to keep you safe. So for example, this is what most people do, but for example, it might make you believe that you should be nice and kind to people, because in doing so, you avoid conflict. And of course, you make life easier for yourself. You give yourself less stress. You're less likely to get hurt physically, mentally, whatnot, right? And some people conform to this so much that it cripples them. It literally cripples them. We have these repressed emotions, right, of constant unease and fear, because you wanted to do this one thing, but you were constantly enclosed by conformity. And conformity is influenced by society's expectations, which there is no law to say that you should go under that. It's just there's so much pressure from your friends and family and work colleagues and all this kind of stuff. You don't see any other way. So it's only the idea of thinking for yourself, or probably more influential, if you can learn to trust people and like people, is to find people who think the exact same and have the same sort of similar intentions as you do, and to follow them. To follow them exactly as you would like to see yourself. If you see people like you would want to see yourself, you should follow them and listen to them, because they will give you good advice on how to, the step-by-step process and how to become the person you want to be, and to avoid all the mistakes, because they made the mistakes and learn from them. Well, hopefully they learn from them. So hopefully that gives you a bit of information there. And just with social media to make it useful, I can only really see social media being useful in two ways. One, for business ideas, project ideas, which can impact change and help improve other people's lives. And two, it sort of goes into the business idea, but to give impact, to help people. But I think if you have a business or project idea, and the main purpose is to improve other people's lives, you're already winning and already doing a good job anyway. Because, again, you're focusing on the main purpose of helping people. A lot of people want things to improve their lives, to become better, because, you know, as I said at the start, most people don't have that purpose. They don't have that drive. They don't have that sort of self-mission. But as humans, we naturally have this deep in our unconscious mind, because we spent thousands and thousands of years doing so. Think about the soldiers who would go out onto wards by leaders to win battles, or laborers or slaves who would have to build massive infrastructure. Or think about the women who were forcefully, but also helped out many people, cooking food and drying clothes, cleaning clothes for families and whatnot. We've actively been conditioned to be active and be proactive and constantly do things. However, now, because we live in a world of luxury and constant pleasure, and we can choose to live comfortably if we really want to, it makes it so much harder to have that activity and the drive that is needed to fulfill that purpose. And what you'll find as well is that when you're so comfortable and when you're so used to the same position of pleasure and comfort and not seeking challenge, you actually crumble and break yourself down over time, because, again, it feels like you're winning, but deep down inside, you know you're not. You realize you're not doing anything. You're not contributing to society. But because you're so used to comfort and you're actually weakening yourself because of it, you resist the attempt, you resist the well-needed action to improve upon those bad comfort habits that you've made for yourself, because it's very hard to get out of that state, and you don't believe you can become good. You don't believe that you can become good at something. You don't believe that you're good enough for the job. But, and here's a would you rather scenario, which definitely would, well, hopefully influence you to believe this, because it really does make a lot of sense. If you don't believe it, you will be worse off than if you did believe it. Because if you did believe it, at least you'll try. And with trying, you'll always become better. Even if it's 0.5%, 0.3%, you'll always become better. Right? Because you tried, you've put in some work. But if you don't put in any work whatsoever, and you're used to the same comfort position, and you're used to the same pleasure, and you've maintained it as a habit, you'll have nothing else to expect than being the same person, no, being worse than what you already are. And deep down inside, for all of us, we don't want to be that. Again, we've developed a completely natural habit of activity, of constant movement. The idea of purpose and setting yourself a mission, that is a very new base idea in the self-help world, but it's also being confirmed by neurologists, because they understand when your mind is focused on a mission, on going towards something, it is more drive because it has clarity, right? So think about it that way. But again, guys, it's always important to have a mission, have something that drives you and pushes you forward. And you should use social media to do that, to make your life better, to help other people's lives get better, to improve theirs, to make more money for yourself in the long run. Enjoy it. Make it an idea when you make money for yourself and help people become better. So think about it that way. I hope you enjoyed this episode. That's it for this one. Find ways to get off social media when you can. Give yourself a challenge. Give yourself a challenge to get off social media for 30 days. If you can't do that, a week. If you can't do that, don't use social media for 5 days. Or if you're a real big social media addict, get off social media and only go on for an hour a day. Then down to half an hour and 50 minutes and so on. And just develop it for yourself. And literally build yourself a plan. You can start off small. So you could be, okay, I'm only going to use social media for 1 hour a day. I'll do that for a week. The next week, half an hour. Next week, half it. Next week, half that. Next week, no social media for a day every week. Week after that, okay, no social media for a week. Week after that, okay, no social media for 2 weeks. Okay, after that, no social media for a month. After that, no social media for 2 months, right? And after a while, you will get rid of that addiction, that dopamine detox, and you won't even bother about using social media. What will happen is you will only look to social media for one, as said, to improve your life or to improve other people's lives. And to be honest, if you're not doing that, then there's no other reason for using social media, because it's just for your own pleasure. And again, you go into that constant cycle of pointless addiction, which fundamentally leads you nowhere and makes you worse. So I hope you enjoy this episode, guys. Hopefully it fills you with a lot of knowledge and golden nuggets. Please take it as much as you can. This is the episode done, episode 148, social media addiction. Please make the most, share to other friends who you think have this. I hope to hear from you soon. Message me on Instagram at jbright_1001. Take care and have a good day.